been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is October the 30th. Do you know where your money is on the day before Halloween? This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego. More specifically, Carlsbad, California. And you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it looks like we have opened the week with a mixed market. We have the Dow down 28 points, 23,405. You know, it wasn't that long ago when we kept saying, will it get through 23,000? Will it get through 23,000? And it got to 23,000. And now it's at 23,405. News highs last week. I really want to talk about what went on last week. It was pretty amazing. And we have the Dow, or the NASDAQ is up 11 points, however, today. Can you believe this? The NASDAQ is now at 6,712. New all-time highs. We'll be talking NASDAQ 7,000 next. S&P down almost 4 points, 2,577. Crude oil has actually had a decent rally here recently. It's up 50 cents to $54.50 per barrel. Gold's up a couple of bucks here this morning, $2, $12.73 is where the gold markets are. That's per ounce, and silver is up 3 cents to $16.78. The euro is down a little bit, 1.16. We've got the 10-year yield is at 2.39%, which is one of the highest reads that we've had in a while. And the Russell 2000, the small cap index, is down 0.25% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson with Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California, in the southwest corner of this great country of ours. Well, let's see. We start the day. You never know what you're going to wake up to in the morning. And, you know, not so bad here this morning. I don't really see anything that I think probably the main reason why the market is down is Paul Manafort. How does Paul Manafort impact the market? You know what? There's so many external things and outside things and overseas things that impact the market. It's mind-boggling. But Paul Manafort and his former longtime business associate, Rick Gates, were told to surrender to federal authorities this morning. The charges aren't yet clear, but I've heard money laundering. I've heard income tax evasion. All kinds of different things. And, of course, Manafort being a former campaign manager of Donald Trump, that brings up the collusion charges, the collusion theory, the collusion allegations once again. And, of course, the whole Trump agenda once again comes under doubt. And that's just the way it is. And that's been around since Trump was elected. But the market is up 21%. That's the Dow since the election of Donald Trump back in November of 2016. There was also a Chinese bond sell-off, which is hitting Chinese stocks. Maybe this big bond sell-off that I see coming out there will begin in China. I believe it will begin in Germany. The German boon, and that has not happened yet, even though Mario Draghi, the ECB president, has announced recently the beginning of a taper of the bond buyback program coming from the ECB starting in January. To me, that's another shot fired over the deck of the bond market. Well, now it's the Chinese bond sell-off. And it comes as sovereign bonds extended a monthly rout. Now, that's never a good word amid mounting deleveraging concerns in the nation's financial sector. Well, I need the millennial here, but one of our microphones is not working here today. Apple shares are up on analyst reports of strong iPhone X sales. Apple shares are up almost 1% pre-market after analyst reports show high iPhone X demand after pre-orders started on Friday. Okay, so the pre-orders started on Friday. What, are people already sick of their 8, which was just announced like a month ago? They'll start shipping the Apple X on November 3rd, and I will say this, I am due for a new iPhone. And I'll let you know. I think I'll put in my order today and let you know when I get it. Shipments start in 4 days. Hey, I can wait. Drexel Hamilton analyst Brian Wright that he's encouraged that shipping lead times have held steady at 5 to 6 weeks. That's how long it will take once you order, because these pre-orders can be recognized as shipments in the December quarter. Well, that's important, right? We know that the market is broken up into 4 90-day segments. Actually, it's 91.25 if you think about it. That's the number we use to calculate our fees. That's 365 divided by 4. Apple has already reported their earnings for this quarter, but obviously they're already looking ahead to next quarter. Now, let's think of all the math that goes on in this. Okay, they're judging the pre-orders. I can remember when they used to count the boxes that they were ordering, the cardboard boxes. Anything they could do to get a clue on the demand for a new product. Well, Brian White is basically saying that Apple could exceed their earnings expectations in the fourth quarter of this year. Now, here's the other part to this story. Apple told CNBC on Friday that the initial response showed customer demand is off the charts. You know what? You want to hear that from a company, that demand for their product is off the charts. Now, that's just one day. That was Friday. All right. Now, Japan's good news. Let's not forget about all of the ancillary companies tied to Apple. TDK Corp, Foster Electric, Taiyo Yuden, foreign companies being added to the app, Best Stocks Now. So there is some news there from Apple today. And let's go back to Friday. Do you know that that was the best day for the technology sector since the election of Donald Trump? The best day. That was October 27th, Friday. The best day for the tech sector. I had one word for it when the day finished and I sent out my push notification to all my live trading subscribers. I had one word with an exclamation point. Wow. How about this story? Constellation Brands is getting into the pot business. Well, now you got the ultimate sin stock. I remember several years ago, I was on my way to Phoenix with my family. I think we were headed over for spring training. We were. And I got a call from Fox Business Channel to go on to the Liz Claman show that day. Subject matter she wanted discussed was the sin stocks. Well, you know, I guess that's right up my alley. And I talked about the various sin stocks, gambling, you know, drinking and smoking and all these kinds of things. And my number one pick at that time, this was several years ago, was Constellation Brands. And boy, has it done well since then. I continue to own Constellation Brands. STZ, when you think of Corona Beer or Canandaigua Wines and just a myriad, Ballast Point Beer, which is here in San Diego, just a myriad of brands that Constellation has under their umbrella. Well, they have taken a minority stake in medicinal cannabis firm Canopy Growth Corp. Here's the symbol, TWMJF. I'll be looking at that stock today. The company says it has no plans to sell any cannabis products in the U.S. or any other market unless or until it is legally permissible to do so at all government levels. But I've heard rumors. I've had people write me from Canada saying that Trudeau wants a pot to be available legally all throughout Canada, that's recreational marijuana. And so Canada, of course, this company is headquartered in Canada. Canopy Growth. Here's what Constellation Brand says about Canopy Growth. I don't know what the boardroom smells like over there after hours or during lunchtime. But Canopy Growth has a seasoned leadership team that understands the legal, regulatory, and economic landscape for an emerging market that is predicted to become a significant consumer category in the future. Well, I guess cannabis smoking, a significant consumer category in the future. How much did Constellation Brand invest into this pot company? $245 million. That's a big chunk of change. When we come back, Anthem, United Health, Bitcoin, Sears, GM, AMD, you name it, Alphabet Soup. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a cigar. What's in that cigar, you might say, with Constellation Brands making a $245 million investment into the pot business. Constellation Brands is now a $42 billion company. And, you know, that's just a small chunk of change for them. Headquartered in Victor, New York, I continue to own Constellation Brands. I suppose that if you're a believer in the cannabis as a growth sector, one way you can get exposure is through Constellation Brands. And it gives you a lot of other, you know, vice-type stocks to go with it. GW Pharmaceutical, GWPH, is probably the biggest player. It's a $2.7 billion company that's developing cannabinoids for the treatment of cancer pain, spasticity due to multiple sclerosis and other diseases. It's a $2.6 billion company. If you ask me, hey, Bill, is there an ETF out there that I can invest in and get high, you know, get my portfolio a little bit high? No. And the reason is that there's been several that have been submitted to the SEC for approval, and they've been turned down. And the same can be said for Bitcoin. There's been several proposals for a Bitcoin ETF, which, by the way, is hitting a new all-time high today at 6,300, the cryptocurrency. As of now, there is not an ETF that covers the pot stocks, and there is not an ETF that covers the Bitcoin stocks. However, having said that, there are several individual stocks. Maybe I need to create a sector in the app, a completely different sector in the app called the pot sector or the Bitcoin sector, as this world of ours continues to spin as the world turns. Okay, on Friday we had a stock that came under a big jump because there is a takeover bid here. And that's from CVS, the drugstore company, to buy Aetna. So glad I met you. AET, which is a $57 billion company headquartered in Hartford, Connecticut, is being wooed by CVS, which is a $70 billion company headquartered in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. How many publicly traded companies are headquartered in Woonsocket, Rhode Island? I don't know. This is the first one I've ever heard of. If you know of another one, you can write to me and let me know that it's a big industrial hub. It's the Silicon Valley of Rhode Island. Well, anyway, CVS, prior to approaching Aetna, approached Anthem and United Health Group. And you can see what Aetna did on Friday. It exploded to the upside. I own Aetna in my income and growth portfolio. S&P lowers Sears deep into junk territory. Now, I have been saying for quite some time that Sears is going to zero. I even had a short position on Sears in my newsletter, in the speculative portfolio. But, you know, their CEO is a lot like Elon Musk. Whenever the stock starts to falter, they come out with some big news release. I just got sick of it. But S&P Global Ratings lowers Sears holding to CCC, corporate credit rating, from CCC Plus. The rating could put Sears three notches into speculative grade. Oh, the ratings could put Sears three notches into speculative grade territory. Would you buy a Sears bond? Do you think Sears will be around? Would you buy a seven-year bond? You think they're going to be around 7 years from now? The ratings agency has a negative outlook on Sears as it points to upcoming mid-2008 maturities that could precipitate the need for broader restructuring. Shares of Sears fell 12% last week and are now down 38% year-to-date. If you Google Bill Gunderson's name, on Seeking Alpha, I wrote an article several years ago about Sears titled, "Does Anybody Shop at Sears Anymore?" I think Sears was trading around $38 at the time. Sears is now $5.68, and I continue to say that Sears is going to zero. Sears isn't even a billion-dollar company anymore. Sears is a $600 million company. We got little biotechs here in San Diego without any earnings that are worth more than Sears. Sears has lost money now for 8 straight years. Well, Eddie Lampert, Goldman Sachs guy. pretty sorry situation there at Sears. You know, GM had a huge bounce last week. Of course, the electrification of the GM fleet, just like the electrification of Bob Dylan's guitar at the Newport, was it the Newport? It was the Monterey Folk Festival or the Newport Folk Festival. One of those, Monterey. I can't remember which one. But GM is all in on the electrification of the car. My son and I were watching the warm-up to the market here this morning, and they had a guest on talking about the autonomous car revolution that's taking place. GM is all in on electrification. They want to be a leader in the autonomous car. But you know what? The stock has gotten a little bit ahead of itself here. GM hit a new 52-week high just the other day at about $47 per share. Their earnings are not really growing that much yet. In fact, in the quarter that they just reported, their earnings were down 23% year over year, and their sales were down 14% year over year. That is not the mark of a growth stock. And for that reason, I do not own GM. Well, Goldman Sachs, there's finally something that we agree upon here. They dropped General Motors to a sell rating from neutral. You know, you don't see a sell rating that often. So if you own GM, be my guest. Stock's expensive. There's not any growth yet. There's hopes that the car revolution will carry them along by the coattails. But right now, Goldman Sachs has a sell on GM. I do, too. All right, another one that I've never been sucked into. The chip stock AMD. I can't tell you how many times I've been tempted to buy AMD, which was always the big competitor, the thorn in the side of Intel. Well, AMD has been teaming up with Tesla. I think Tesla chose AMD over NVIDIA for their autonomous car program. And I've just never, ever bit on AMD. Well, Advanced Micro Devices also received a sell rating today coming from Morgan Stanley. And they take their target price from 11 down to 8. The stock is at 11. That's not good. That's not a growth stock. What is a growth stock? When we come back, the name of the show is Best Stocks Now, all right? We'll get a few in before the end of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson down in the southwest corner of the U.S. of A. in San Diego, more specifically Carlsbad. Well, we had a really busy week in the market last week. Oh, my gosh. Over 100 companies from the S&P 500 reported the third quarter earnings. And we had a lot of news on the fiscal policy and on the monetary policy fronts, news coming from Europe about their taper. News coming from the U.S. on the hopes for tax reform. We're about halfway through this earnings season so far. In fact, 55% of the companies in the S&P 500, what's that work out to? What, 275, something like that, have now reported their earnings. 76% of the companies have beat their earnings estimates so far. In addition to this, 67% of reporting companies have beat their sales estimates. I would say that so far, this earnings season has far exceeded expectations. You know the old adage from Gunderson, stocks follow earnings. And when you have a good earnings season and companies are pushing ahead their estimates, right, raising their estimates, analysts are raising their estimates. You know, this quarter got clear down to, well, you know, we might squeak out 1.5% growth versus the same quarter last year. Well, now we're up closer to 5% after this first few weeks. And we're going to have at least, I think, about another 100 S&P 500 companies reporting this week. So, look, if you're a bull like me, I'm the guy who went bullish on March 27th, 2009, have never, ever strayed from the fold like a little lost sheep, like some of these bears out there that have been bears throughout it all. I continue to be bullish on the market. And it doesn't hurt to see this earnings season that we're currently in. And it doesn't hurt to see that there's upside to earnings if we do get a tax cut for corporate America. Remember last week that I read an article to you about a 75% odds on Congress passing a tax reform measure by no later than the end of the first quarter of next year? That's huge. Remember when I spent an entire weekend breaking down the numbers on 500 companies to see what impact a cut in the tax rate from 35% to 25% would do for the aggregate S&P 500 earnings? That was quite a project. I'll never forget that weekend. I said, I'll never do this again. I've been off more than I could chew. But I got it done. And it was just a couple of days later that the geniuses at Goldman Sachs came out with about the same exact numbers that a little guy in San Diego, California came out with. And every week in my newsletter, in the big picture section, I update the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for this year. Now, that's the aggregate of all 500 companies. Because if you stick a multiple on that aggregate, you come up with a five-year or a two-year or a one-year target price for the S&P 500. And as long as that target price is higher than the current price, you have to remain bullish about this market. No, the multiple hasn't gotten out of hand. The P.E. ratio hasn't gotten out of hand. It's still around 17.9. It's been there for quite some time. And every weekend, I produce the numbers. Here's what the earnings will look like without tax reform. Here's what the target price looks like without tax reform. And here's what they look like with tax reform. Last week, we also had that 401k issue come up again. And we had President Trump with his famous Twitter account once again saying, no change to your 401k. We had a 100-point sell-off last week, 100-point plus. I want to say we were down 160 at one point in time because the 401k plan was being discussed once again. Well, that would reduce the amount of money flowing into the market. You know how much money just flows into the market every week as people have money deducted from their paycheck and put into their 401k plan? That's just automatic money that continues to feed the market. It's a major tributary that feeds into the volume of the market on a weekly basis, especially into mutual funds. But don't forget, those mutual funds have to turn around and buy individual stocks. There's no such thing really as a mutual fund. There is, but it's a basket of individual stocks. Now, I told you last week that I would check into the Czech Republic. Why, Mr. Gunderson? Well, you know what? Argentina elected a pro-business leader, Mauricio Macri. Since the election of Mauricio Macri 2 years ago, the Argentinian market is up 100%. It's doubled in 2 years. 2 years. Argentina's back on the world markets. People are buying their bonds again. I own an Argentinian bank in two of my portfolios. Argentina is up 100%. It's doubled in the last 2 years. Who else recently elected a pro-business president? Well, Donald Trump. Let's not forget Maurizio Macri is the son of a billionaire businessman. Donald Trump is a billionaire. The market since the election of Donald Trump, the S&P 500, is up 23%. So when I read that Andrej Babiš of the Czech Republic is a billionaire businessman, and he's been elected as the president of the Czech Republic, my mouth waters. Is there another Argentinian opportunity here? Is there another U.S. opportunity here? And I did some research over the weekend. This took quite a while, by the way. I'm out there looking for you. I'm working for you. I'm digging. I'm looking under the rocks. Well, the Czech Republic is a pretty small market. It's the Prague Exchange. There's about five ways. I found an article on Seeking Alpha written by somebody else that lists five ways to invest in the Czech Republic. If you got my free newsletter over the weekend, and if you're not getting it, I don't know why you wouldn't. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Every week I dig deeper than I think anybody else in the business and try to produce the best newsletter possible. I was a newsletter junkie for many years, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take the best of all of them and my own intuition and knowledge and different kind of look at the market that I have and produce my own. I want it to be the best newsletter out there. You be the judge, okay? It's free. The standard newsletter is free, and it included all this work that I did on the Czech Republic. Well, there's five ways to invest in the Czech Republic. And there's five individual stocks that are big enough to invest in. You can read through the newsletter on that. There is not an exchange-traded fund on the Czech Republic, but there is a Central and Eastern Europe exchange-traded fund. But the problem is the Czech Republic is currently only 6% of that ETF, which brings me back to the individual stocks, five of them, that are headquartered in the Czech Republic. And I'll be doing more work on those, but I identified those five stocks for you over the weekend in my newsletter. To get the newsletter, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Okay, last week, Bitcoin continues to soar, hit new highs. I did a lot of research on Bitcoin. There is not an exchange-traded fund that invests in Bitcoin. However, there's about six or seven stocks. Maybe that will be the subject of this week's newsletter. We don't know. By Friday, I've got what I want to write about. There are ways to invest in Bitcoin. I personally am not an investor in Bitcoin. I'm of the Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan ilk, that thinks it's a Ponzi scheme, that it's going to collapse at some point in time. It's a mania. It's a tulip bulb mania. It's a dot-com mania. That's Bill Gunderson's opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But Bitcoin hit a new high. It's up 500% so far this year. There's been three exchange-traded funds submitted to the SEC so far to include Bitcoin. They have been turned down by the SEC, just like the marijuana stocks. But I did list in my newsletter over the weekend the one stock that gives investors exposure to Bitcoin. And that stock has gone from 25 to 681 since 2015. In the newsletter last weekend, GundersonCapital.com. When we come back, we got to talk about lithium. We got to talk about Caterpillar, Visa, Boeing. We got a lot of work yet to do. We'll talk about best stocks now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson with Gunderson Capital Management here. Well, you know what? We've talked a lot about some bad stocks here. You know, you need contrast in life, you know. You don't know what a good taco is, man, until you have a bad taco. And you don't know what a good stock is until you've seen some bad stocks like General Electric, etc. I just want to recap a few from last week that were just stunning, okay? Last week, SQM, the biggest producer of lithium in the world, had a China Sinochem become one of the biggest bidders for a $4 billion stake. In it, the symbol is SQM. Lithium is at the center of the electric battery and car revolution. There is an ETF, obviously, the lithium ETX, LIT. Last week, Caterpillar beat their earnings estimates by just a stunning margin of 68 cents per share. I continue to own the stock in my income and growth portfolio. Caterpillar's been hitting new all-time highs. Also last week, Visa put up some very, very good numbers. Visa's been one of the greatest IPOs of all time. It's still a best stock now. It's still a stock that I own along with Caterpillar. But the big news, let's see, what else happened last week that I want to not continue on to this week till we've covered that, because last week was such a big week in the market. We also had, last week, we had Anthem blowout earnings. That's one of the best-looking charts in the entire market. I own Anthem in my growth and income portfolio. Anthem's backing off just a little bit today. But Anthem is a very fine dividend-paying stock at $54 billion. I continue to favor dividend-paying stocks. Have I been right about it? My dividend stock account has done very, very well this year, while the bond market is basically flat. And Anthem had a huge, huge earnings report last week. It's a member of that, and that has helped propel the income portfolio to some very, very good returns here in 2017. We also had big news from the ECB last week that we can't just brush over and move on. They're going to start tapering their bond buybacks coming in January. And I will keep my eye on the German Bund. I published a chart of the German Bund on Friday. If you didn't get this week's newsletter, all this about Bitcoin and the marijuana stocks and blah, 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 the earnings estimates, the good, the bad, the ugly, the Czech Republic stocks was all in that newsletter. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to review the work and the insight that I try to put every week in my travels through the market every single day from before the market opens to long after the market closes. I'm neck deep in my waders doing the work. My big winner last week and my biggest winner amongst all my portfolios, STM, Microelectronics. Look at that. Another new all-time high today. The stock is up over 180% since I purchased it just over 1 year ago today. I'm almost at my 1 year anniversary with STM. I don't know where we're going out to dinner, but STM, boy, deserves a big steak dinner and a hug and a kiss and a bunch of flowers. It's up 180% since I purchased it just over 1 year ago. I continue to own the stock. And the last thing I want to talk about before we move on to tomorrow, to what's up this week and earnings reports flowing in this week and the big picture of the market and the leading sectors now and the leading asset classes now and the leading stocks now, Friday, last Friday, was an amazing day. Biggest day for the tech sector and the NASDAQ since the election of Donald Trump. Amazon clobbered earnings by a whopping 49 cents. You know, I'm of the ilk that Amazon can really engineer their earnings any way they want. It's like the accountant says, what do you want them to look like, boss? Well, they engineered some pretty good ones. And the stock exploded to the upside, and it carried the NASDAQ with it. I sold my Amazon for a big, big profit at $995 per share. It was my second foray into Amazon. The first time I also made, I think I made over 100% the first time. I sold Amazon during their last earnings report because I didn't like it. It no longer, the numbers were no longer supported by the valuation. Well, the stock's at 1,100, okay, so I missed 5 or 6%. But it was a dead stock for the last 3 months, and I invested in stocks that weren't dead. Will I revisit Amazon? Only when I see the new numbers. They should be out by today, and I should be able to update my target price, my new target price on Amazon. We'll see what that blowout earnings report did for their estimates going forward. But it wasn't just Amazon that carried the day and the NASDAQ to new highs on Friday. It was also Alphabet, which I do own. Alphabet beat by $1.24 per share. It exploded to the upside. I like the fact that Alphabet owns Waymo, one of the leaders in the autonomous car. I truly believe that at some point in the future, there will be a separate stock called Waymo, spun off by Amazon. I can't guarantee that. That's my feeling. Google also carried, or Alphabet also carried the market to new highs. My Align Technology, one of the great stocks that I've ever owned. Visalign, braces. Obviously, a disruptor in the orthodontic industry. Align Technology beat earnings Friday. Kind of got lost in all of the Amazon and Alphabet news. Look at the chart of that stock. Unbelievable. Monolithic Power, another chart, another stock that I own in my Ultra Growth. Exploded to the upside on their earnings beat. And then, of course, there was the news on Aetna with the attempted takeover by CVS. Oh, and there were losers along the way. Baidu, probably my biggest loser. I'm sticking with Baidu for now. But overall, we hit on Friday a new all-time high at Gunderson Capital Management. And we achieved a milestone that we've been striving for a long, long time. Is that the last milestone we're going to strive for? No way. We're going to continue to try to bring you best stocks now on a regular basis through the newsletter, through portfolio management, through the show, and through the Best Stocks Now app. You can check us out at GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.